Mary Ziemer is the service director at Help Counselling Centre, which provides low-cost, short and long-term counselling in West London. Mary is also manager and research officer at the Dream Research Institute, part of the Centre for Counselling and Psychotherapy Education in Little Venice, London. Mary explains how she got involved in lucid dreaming.
I think it's probably fair to say lucid dreaming got involved with me. I think Carl Jung says that he didn't dream the dreams, that he was dreamed. And I think I felt that myself. That about 10 years ago, the lucid dreams shifted because my attitude towards them shifted and they became quite powerful. And it just felt important to share the dreams, not think of them as my own, and to take the learning that I got from those dreams and to bring them into the wider world.
I asked Mary what her approach was to lucid dreaming.
The approach that I've taken that's made the dreams have more depth is what I call lucid surrender. And that's simply approaching the dream without a particular agenda, trying to just be receptive. But it also means bringing a particular attunement to the dreams. Mm-hmm. So I think it's fair to say most of the time I had a period of meditative prayer prior to falling asleep, although not always. Or sometimes a lucid experience will come out of the meditation or out mm-hmm. of that period of prayer. But that's when one becomes lucid in a dream, we have a choice of what we can do, just like we have a choice in life when we become conscious of something. And if you choose to acknowledge the transpersonal or deeper wisdom or deeper higher power, deeper love, or just simply to be in a kind of attitude of humbleness, that paradoxically, it's a spiritual truth that unleashes a great power. So I call it lucid surrender, but I would say across wisdom traditions that surrender is taught as a key to kind of unlocking our hearts and opening our more intuitive mind and an intuitive way of knowing. So that's just the kind of introduction to the idea of lucid surrender.
Mm-hmm. And if anyone wanted to contact you?
And the best way to contact us through the DRI. There's an email contact on there and it would come to me. So www.dricccpe.org.uk.